The Tulsaqua Chief Mine south of Atlin may soon be back in business. Its former president has teamed up with new partners to buy the old mine out of bankruptcy. As the CBC's Vic Ixchenko reports, they're hoping some high-profile new directors can help make the project viable.
Just 2 years ago, owners hoping to reopen the old gold and copper mine were $175 million in debt and on the brink of bankruptcy. The former company president, Terry Chandler, has now found new partners, and for $15 million, they now own the property debt-free. Chandler is executive vice president of the new company, Chieftain Metals. He says permitting and financing are still major hurdles, but he's counting on one of the new directors to help navigate the turbulent political landscape. He's enlisted former Assembly of First Nations chief, Phil Fontaine.
Obviously, Phil Fontaine brings a wealth of experience, we haven't yet had an opportunity to really advance discussions with the First Nation, but we're hoping that that will happen later this year.
The old mine has been leaking pollutants into the Tulsaqua River, and the new owners are obligated to clean up the site. Chandler says a $5 million water treatment plant will be installed as soon as possible.
Amount of expense, but we hope that we could have it operational by late fall of 2011, yes.
Chandler says if all goes as planned, Chieftain Metals will be looking for construction financing the following year. Vic Ixchenko, CBC News, Whitehorse.